You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, and L. Willingham will take you up to 7 o'clock on your afternoon drive home. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Adam Kilgore, who covers the Washington Commanders for the Washington Post, he's going to join us. We're getting his thoughts on the big news that we got earlier this afternoon. AP and company, despite the entire National Football League knowing that the team was going to cut B-Rob outright, they were able to net a sixth-round pick for him. And the one thing that I'm complaining about, and maybe complain is too strong of a word, the one thing that made me raise my eyebrows is the fact that they had to eat the salary, or eat some of the salary. So those of you out there celebrating the fact that they got a six-round pick back, they paid for that six-round pick. So do with that what you want. Right now, though, the committee was up late last night watching the tape from the Bengals game. We watched the tape from the Patriots game. Now we get geared up for the preseason finale. Tomorrow, noon Eastern time, against the Baltimore Ravens. Who's going to make this final 53? Who's going to do something to make themselves irreplaceable? We'll find out now at Nell's Super Six Pack.
Nell's Super Six Pack. 3, 3, 2, 1.
Let's do it. Number six, Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders that I'm going to have under the microscope tomorrow in the preseason finale against the Baltimore Ravens. Coming in at number six, a name that you all better get pretty damn familiar with, because if he doesn't make this 53, and I think that's a long shot, he will for sure, I think, be on this team's practice squad. Ali Kaho, the UDFA linebacker from UCLA. Another one of the Usos is how we're describing them. One of these linebackers of Samoan descent. All he does is get downhill and try and knock people's faces off. Love the way that he's played in both of the two preseason games. I think in a pinch, he can have a role for you on special teams, and I wouldn't mind seeing him play with the defense either, man. I just love the way that he plays the position, plays with his hair on fire. He's a little bit undersized, so maybe that's why he ended up being undrafted, but this regime knows him well. Ken Norton Jr., former linebackers coach at UCLA. Adam Peters, with plenty of ties back to his old stomping ground. So I think Ali Kaho is somebody that tomorrow really can solidify his spot on the practice squad. Maybe, just maybe, if he balls out and Jordan McGee's not as healthy as we think he is, maybe he sneaks his way onto this final 53. Number five. And Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders that I'll have under the microscope going into the preseason finale tomorrow night against the Baltimore Ravens. Number five is Ja'Cory Brooks. Now, here's the thing. We brought you our 53-man roster 1.0 edition earlier in the week, and I had six wide receivers making this football team. I had Ja'Cory Brooks as the sixth and final wide receiver for your Washington Commanders. Now, let's be real here for a second. The more and more I think about this, maybe, just maybe, Washington goes with five wide receivers. And if that's the case, I think Ja'Cory has done enough to solidify himself a spot on the practice squad. Now, in terms of if they keep six, it's really going to come down to a couple of different guys. It's either Ja'Cory Brooks, it's either K.J. Osborne, or it's Michael Gallup. Those are the guys fighting for that spot. I know River Craycraft is a guy that some folks are looking at saying, well, maybe, just maybe. I know Chris Moore is somebody that people are looking at going, maybe, just maybe. Chris Moore can't catch. Michael Gallup started off well in camp, and then K.J. Osborne. And what did you say to me earlier on the phone? I need you to reiterate it because I think you hit it right on the head.
I think he's a possession receiver.
Possession receiver, yeah. But when you're playing in the final game of the preseason.
Hey, exactly. Hey, look, you got to bring your game, not your name.
Because when we think about the name when it comes to K.J. Osborne, well-traveled, I was saying this last year when they picked him up, man. He was more – we're geeked up about Noah Brown. He was a more decorated receiver than Noah was when they brought him in. So, K.J. Osborne definitely – if they keep six wide receivers, it'll come down to Ja'Cory Brooks, K.J. Osborne, and then Michael Gallup fighting for that sixth and final spot. Coming in at number four – and Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders that I'll have under the microscope heading into tomorrow afternoon's preseason finale. This is a battle that only the real sickos are looking out for. The battle for backup center. Julian Good-Jones released, waived with an injury designation, so I think they'll bring him back on the practice squad. We'll see. But they signed Nick Harris from the Cleveland Browns to kind of shore up the interior of that offensive line. Nick Harris, a guy that was a fifth-round draft pick back in 2020, has played guard, has played center. Him and Mike Dieter right now feel like they're battling for that backup center spot. So Michael Dieter, Nick Harris, two guys that I'm going to be monitoring tomorrow. For Dieter, last year he was your backup center, but clearly if you watch this team play, maybe that's why Tyler Biadasz was like, man, I don't care if I got a third degree, a grade three, rather, high ankle sprain. I'm playing because we can't have Michael Dieter on the football field. Obviously, I'm hyperbolizing it. He's an NFL player. I get it. But, man, you needed to upgrade that position. And right now, if we're talking about question marks on this football team, the backup center spot, one of the bigger question marks. So, in terms of number four in Nell's Super Six-Pack, I'm cheating. I'm going with two guys. Give me Mike Dieter and give me Nick Harris, the newest member of the Washington.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Commanders. Number three in Nell's Super Six Pack. My top six Commanders that I'll have under the microscope heading in to the preseason finale against Baltimore. I'm cheating again, people. Another position battle that maybe folks aren't paying attention to. I think this team is going to keep 10 defensive linemen. Eight are going to play each and every week, each and every game. And then you got to have a couple other guys that can maybe give you a little bit of pop at both edge and on the interior at defensive tackle. But I'm looking at the big boys on the interior right now. Eddie Goldman came out of retirement this offseason, and the hope was he was going to make this 53 and give you a big body to help spell guys on the interior. He has not played big throughout the first two preseason games. I'm sorry. And when you look at him, 6'3", 325, slim as trim. Let's say trim 6'3", 225, or 325 pounds. I don't know if his body type, his play style is what this team is looking for. Didn't pay attention to him a ton against Cincy, But I do remember a couple of plays that stood out. And the main issue that I have with Eddie Goldman is the fact that if you're a big run-stuffing defensive tackle, you can't get blown 4 and 5 yards off the football when you're getting double-teamed. The other thing is this, and I learned this from my guy Sharif Floyd when I got the chance to catch up with him last week. Sharif Floyd, the assistant defensive line coach for the Washington Commanders. We got to do a better job as interior defensive linemen understanding when you're getting double-teamed than when you're facing a combo block. Jazon Newton got called for a defensive holding, one of the rare calls in the National Football League because he was getting combo blocked, and he tried to do a little veteran trick of the trade move. Hold on to the jersey member. Don't let that offensive lineman climb up to your backers. That ultimately got him flagged, but I think that's what you're looking for on the interior. Guys are going to play big. I think the final interior defensive line spot comes down to two guys. Three guys, really. Eddie Goldman, Shelton Day, who this team loves, and I know that from talking to people in the building, and then Carl Davis. And I think Carl Davis, if you're looking for that big, space-eating hog molly, Carl Davis is that guy, right? 335 pounds and looks every bit of it. I'll say this, too. When you're wearing the nasty-ass number 77, playing interior defensive lineman, you got to be good. You got to run stuff. I've actually liked what I've seen from Carl Davis, but that interior defensive line battle between Eddie Goldman, Shelton Day, Carl Davis, definitely something that I'm going to be looking at. Number two in Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six guys that I'll have under the microscope as we get geared up for the preseason finale tomorrow afternoon, the kicker, Matt Gay. Here's the thing. Field goals and the consistency with that was a little bit of an issue during the early stages of camp. I think he's gotten better from that standpoint. But what I think he's lacking at is something that I know Dan Quinn doesn't have a high tolerance for. The kickoffs last week on Monday Night Football against Cincinnati, simply too short. They were too short against New England. I think they were too short Monday night against the Bengals as well. Just look at some of the average starting field position. The first kick that Matt Gay kicked landed at the Cincinnati 12-yard line. Got to kick it deeper than that, right? Another kick that Matt Gay ended up kicking ends up at the Cincinnati 10-yard line. Like, you want to try to get it inside the 5. Let it bounce. That's the goal of this thing, because I believe if it bounces inside the 10 and then lands in the end zone, the ball gets advanced to just the 20-yard line. If you just straight up kick it out of the end zone, the ball get advanced to the 35. Washington struggled with that. If you've been watching special teams and their kickoff unit, a unit that I know they take a ton of pride in. Last year, Washington had one of the best kick coverage units in the National Football League. Through the first two preseason games, they have not gotten off to a good start. I think the primary reason for that is Matt Gay. Number one, Nell Super Six Pack, top six things I'm looking for, top six guys I have under the microscope heading into the preseason finale tomorrow afternoon. Another unheralded battle. One of those final defensive end spots. And I think right now, for me, it's down to two guys. It's Cleveland Farrell versus Jalen Holmes. Now, both of these two dudes played, you know, pretty significant snaps for Washington last year. But when you think about the addition of Jacob Martin and Von Miller, I think you can, you know, the numbers game may not play out in their favor. Now, I think they do keep 10 defensive linemen total, right? I've got them keeping Jacob Martin. I've got them keeping Dorrance Armstrong. I've got them keeping Jazon Newton, Javon Kinlaw, Shelton Day, Deron Payne, Dietrich Wise, Cleveland Farrell, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, and Von Miller. Here's the thing with the last two guys I mentioned, last three guys. One, I'm counting Von as a defensive lineman. For Cleveland Farrell and Javonte Jean-Baptiste, first and foremost, notice that I did omit Jalen Holmes. Him and Farrell may both make it, depending on if they feel like, you know, they can put Javonte Jean-Baptiste on PUP. If they keep him on PUP, doesn't eat up one of your roster spots, and then boom, you know, you can keep both Farrell and Jalen Holmes. These two guys in the preseason, though, kind of been underwhelming, for being honest, right? In that first preseason game, I thought, and I'm being respectful when I say this, Jalen Holmes wasn't very good. Didn't set the edge consistently. He's getting moved in the run game. And I love me some Jalen Holmes. If you think about building a modern-day defensive end in a lab, Jalen Holmes has got it. Thick build, strong at the point of attack. Just got to see him play strong more often. That's going to do it, though, for Nell's Super Six Pack. My top six items, players, I guess, that we're keeping under the microscope heading into the preseason finale. Number six, Ali Kaho, the linebacker. Number five, Ja'Cory Brooks. Number four, the battle at backup center between Michael Dieter and Nick Harris. Number three, the battle for that final interior defensive line spot between Eddie Goldman and Sheldon Day. Number two, the kicker, Matt Gay. And then number three, the battle between Cleveland Farrell and Jalen Holmes for one of those final defensive end spots. That's going to do it for Nell's Super Six Pack. When we come back, we'll go to the guest hotline for the first time this afternoon. Adam Kilgore of the Washington Post joins us next. We'll get his thoughts on the big news of the afternoon. Brian Robinson Jr. out as a member of the Washington Commanders. Adam Kilgore joins us next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.